Welcome in to Knowles News Now, a 4th of July Independence Day edition for you. I'm Brian Pellerin. Whether you're opting for fireworks with friends, maybe a cookout with the family, or just throwing back cold ones alone, I hope it's a safe and happy holiday weekend. Combine the words, happy holiday, whatever. It's all the same. That's Easter. Be honest with you, really, though, I don't have much in the way of fireworks for you. It's a pretty quiet weekend. The news cycle really didn't produce much in the way of any booms. Things mostly quiet on the football front, still weeks away from the season. At least it's July, I guess. So you can say there's FSU football next month. You can count that if you'd like. on the plus side, we are still dropping our schedule preview series and our position preview series as we get closer to the year. The newest one looks at Clemson. So that's hot off the presses for you. You can get the lowdown on what Dabo and them boys will have in store for the Seminoles this season. Outside of FSU, the fun talk really is continuing to be conference realignment. The biggest news, obviously, was USC and UCLA making the jump to the Big Ten. Very natural fit there, of course, to Midwestern schools, which makes sense. It just seems we're all kind of just still now in a waiting period, right? It seems like that next shoe is going to drop. It's just, what will it be? There are rumors that four Pac-12 schools, possibly including Arizona, are looking at making a jump to the Big 12. I guess that would get them back to around 12 schools, or maybe more so than that. It makes them a real dynamic conference, I guess, giving them some options there if they can add a handful from the Big 12. Apparently Colorado might be part of that, although they've already left the Big 12. So interesting to see how that plays out. It might be the Pac-12 dissolving right in front of us. Again, but all that's just rumors. So it just really seems like we're just waiting to see how it's going to play out. Oddly enough, the one conference that hasn't really done much of anything is the ACC, just incredibly quiet. Obviously, the Pac-12 lost some schools, Texas and OU, the big guns, making their jump to the SEC. They've added those AAC teams, now possibly adding the Pac-12 teams. Obviously, as I mentioned already, with USC and UCLA going from Pac-12 to Big Ten. So lots of movement from the other four in the Big Five, and the ACC still not getting involved. Should they? Will they? Should FSU get involved? Make their own jump? Will they look around? It's going to be the topic of our Seminole Wrap podcast this week. We'll kind of look into it. What's going on in college football as a whole? Maybe where we're heading? What's driving these stuff? And maybe what Florida State needs to look at and what they really can look at. Based on their contract already with the ACC. Again, that's dropping at some point this week, possibly Monday, maybe Tuesday. I'll keep you updated. I know I said that same thing last week when I was talking about the baseball podcast. Apologies for that. I came down with a bug on Monday, and it just wiped me out. I didn't have the voice on Monday, and as the week went along, I just didn't have it in me to jump on the mic and get you another episode. So I apologize there. That's the second time in a month that's happened to me. Hopefully the last, and hopefully I'm just getting all these out the way before the season starts. But yeah, just wasn't a week for me, so I apologize there. And looking around campus, really the only other news item for you is from Friday. Four baseball players, Parker Messick, Jaime Fair, James Tibbs, and Connor Whitaker, each landing on some form of an All-American team. That meaning one of the many different publications across the country's variations, be it an overall All-American or freshman All-American team. But each of the four guys landed on one of those, and I think Parker had a handful of them, no surprise there. So really congrats to those guys on that. And outside of that, I mean, FSU really coasting through the holiday weekend, as we all probably should. So if you're waking up with this on a Monday morning, enjoy the rest of your Independence weekend. If you maybe waited till Tuesday, apologies. Maybe you've got the whole week. I don't know. Find some way to find your beach and your relaxation in the middle of the week. Regardless, happy 4th of July, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday for another Knowles News Now. Thanks for listening.